Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Welcome, Mr. Ron Kelly Show. Ronald McCready, what's up, my brother? Welcome, everybody. This is back and better than ever. This is another highly informative edition of the Ron of the often imitated but never ever duplicated Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for sparing me yet another week to get back to the edge here and try to make some sense of a very senseless world. Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you guys in. Oh, and by the way, the Ron Kelly Show is streaming live on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, as well as Facebook Live on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. So thank you, everybody, for joining me. Okay, so far, the voting public is not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The law and order tour of President Donald J. Trump is... Nobody's listening. The president doesn't even have a platform. If God forbid he gets elected for another 4 years to destroy America, oh my goodness, we can't have that. Anyway, we have a president that nobody wants around. Now, the great civil rights leader John Lewis's congressman John Lewis's family said, "No thanks, don't come to the funeral." Former Senator John McCain, who passed away, I believe it was last year, his family said, "No thank you," And John McCain was a real gentleman. He was a real, you know, he was a Republican that I really liked. Here's what John McCain said to a lady who was trying to say to Barack Obama. This was one of his house, open forums that John McCain held while he was running for president of the United States several years ago. And here's what he said to a lady when she tried to say Barack Obama was a Muslim. Check this out.
I got to ask you a question. I do not believe in, I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not, No, ma'am.
He's a decent family man, citizen, that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thanks.
You see, now, I don't know if y'all can, I could barely hear myself. I don't know if I'm sure if y'all can hear that, but that's what John McCain was about. He was a gentleman. When that lady stood up there and tried to say Barack Obama was a Muslim, he said, no, he's not a Muslim. He's not a Muslim. He's a family man. He's a good guy. Anyway, everybody, welcome back. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. Now. Okay, so we had Trump going to Kenosha the other day. You know what's going on in Kenosha. The shooting of Jacob Blake. It's good news about Jacob Blake. Jacob Blake is out of the ICU miraculously. Seven Glock 22 bullets to the back, and he survived. I mean, yes, he is paralyzed. We don't know whether he's going to stay paralyzed or not. The jury is still out on that, but Jacob Blake is out of ICU after just last week taking 7 bullets to the back at the hands of the Wisconsin, not the Wisconsin, but the Kenosha, Wisconsin Police Department. So President Trump went to Kenosha the other day, and he didn't even meet earlier this week. He didn't even meet with the family of Blake and Jake. I thought that was so disrespectful. But this is what we have to deal with now. We have a president who just does not have any empathy for anybody. I don't even think he has empathy for himself, you know. And it's just so ridiculous that, you know, how this thing went down. Now, he totally dissed the family of Jacob Blake, you know, like I said, the black man who shot the back 7 times. And he lied about Blake's family wanting a lawyer, which I thought was ridiculous. So a couple of days ago, Donald Trump went to Kenosha, but he wanted to meet with law enforcement and to survey the damage that was caused by the rioting and looting, not the protesting, because the protesters are not the rioting and looting, I don't believe. And the rioting and looting is not being caused by Black Lives Matter. But Trump, now, he may not have gained any traction with the law and order nonsense that he's trying to pull, but he did gain some traction with the Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter sympathy has fallen over the last week or so. And because Trump and his people are trying to connect the protesters with the rioting and looting. And I certainly don't believe that members of Black Lives Matter are not rioting and looting. And then he had the nerve to defend the little white kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed 2 people and wounded 1 right at the height of the Kenosha protests. So we're just seeing a level of lawlessness that's just shocking, even for Trump. I mean, all that's going on, you know, the post office trying to slow the post office down. He puts in his lapdog, Louis DeJoy, better known as Louis DeJoy, and he goes in there and he takes out the sorting machines, which can sort 30,000 pieces of mail an hour. And he took out the sorting machines. There was nothing wrong with those machines, but Trump is going all out to, he's going all out to do whatever he has to do to gain re-election. And see, it's not just about him being president. See, the presidency is protecting Donald Trump, because if he loses, he's going to have to deal with the New York State Attorney General, and he's going to have to deal with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, because the Trump organization, I believe, is guilty of a lot of things: mail fraud, wire fraud, you know, pumping up the price of property in order to get loans, all of this kind of stuff that Trump's been doing behind the scenes over the years. And all of this is going to come out. And his only protection he has is that he's the president of the United States. Right now, you know, they're not going to do anything about it. They're going to have to wait until he gets up. But anyway, welcome back, everybody. Yours truly, Ron Kelly. It's September 3rd already, 2020. And man, 2020 just won't seem to go away. You got the coronavirus going on right now. 185,000 or so, somewhere thereabouts, people who have died as a result of the coronavirus. And, you know, and it's coming out now that many of the people who died from the coronavirus had different, most of the people who died from coronavirus, this is what the CDC is saying anyway, but the CDC you can't trust because Trump is controlling it. And they're saying that most of the people who died from the coronavirus had underlying issues. Most of the people, this is what I'm hearing, you know, from the CDC. So who knows, you know, because Trump is trying to control everything. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome on in. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, the Ron Kelly Show. So there's some news coming out of Rochester. This took place. 7 police officers have been suspended for the death of this man in March. Daniel Prude, 41 years old. And see, this is another example of what I've been saying all along, that the police officers, I mean, I don't believe that we should defund the police or get rid of the police. No, I don't think we should do that. But there are situations where the police should not be called for certain situations. The police should not be called. And this is one of them. But I'm going to take a quick break, right? Take a quick break and come right back with more of the show. And we're going to talk about Daniel Prude and what happened to him and a whole lot of other things going on. So just hold on to your horses. We'll be right back with more of the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
I love golf, and I have some of the greatest golf courses in the world. I own Doral. I own some of the great, one of Turnberry in Scotland, where they have the British Open. Some of the greatest British Opens in the history of golf. I mean, some of the great Jack Nicklaus against Tom Watson. They say the Duel in the Sun, right, folks? The Duel in the Sun, the greatest tournament ever played was at Turnberry. The Duel in the Sun, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson. So I have the greatest stuff. But you know what? And I love golf. But if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I don't think I'd ever see Doral again. I own Doral in Miami. I don't think I'd ever see many of the places that I have. I don't ever think I'd see anything. I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off, make great deals, right? Who's going to leave? Who's going to leave?
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All righty then, we are back. Better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, for Thursday. It's September 3rd already, 2020. And as I said earlier, 2020 just won't go away fast enough. You know, I was fighting, arguing with some people on LinkedIn. You know, the United States of America has got so politicized. It's the left and the right, the conservatives versus the liberals. And, you know, and the people, the folks on this conservative side are just so angry. You know, they are just so angry. And, you know, in order to be a conservative, you have to give up everything you learned as a child. You know, be nice to people, give people respect. You know, in order to be a conservative, you have to just, you have to change everything you learned and just be a hateful, disrespectful person, because this is what the conservatives have boiled down into. And, you know, and I'm on LinkedIn a lot. You know, I don't stay on Facebook too much. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter a lot. Because, like, on Facebook, everybody, you know, most people know you. I know a lot of people on Facebook personally. On LinkedIn, I don't know anybody personally. And on Twitter, I don't know anybody personally. So whoever follows me because they want it, you know, because they like what I said. It has nothing to do with because whether they know you or not. And the people, I don't understand why they're still visiting hate upon Michelle Obama. you know, calling her Michael Obama and all this stuff. I mean, they're still doing that, and it's been almost 4 years since the Obamas left the White House. And people, mostly white folks and conservatives, are still hiking on Michelle Obama. I don't know what it is, if they're just jealous because she's one of the most admired women in America. But this stuff is still going on about her being a man and secretly behind the scenes and all this stuff. And the conservatives are just so hateful. I mean, they just so. I mean, let me read you some of this stuff. These people are, you know, are out there, and they're just so hateful. They're just so hateful. And I was talking to some people today. I mean, they were really going in on me, saying I was dumb and all of this stuff. You know, calling me a racist, and you know, and I'm like, wow, you know, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And this guy right here, Gregory Henderson, said to me, he says, well, you know, I don't even want to read this stuff because it doesn't even. Okay, David Rose says, your kind threaten to carry out murder and lynchings and church bombings, so stop it. Oh man! So you know, the conservatives are really, really angry, and you know, and now we have the militias that are going around. They're showing up at the Black Lives Matter protests. They're showing up, you know, anywhere the black folks are protesting, and carrying guns and long guns and rifles and all kinds of stuff. It's just totally ridiculous. And see, this is all you can lay this at the foot of Donald Trump. Trump has is egging these people on. Trump is egging the people on. He's egging the people on. He's pushing the narrative about, you know, black folks are just no good. And this is what's going on right now. So I'm just unbelievable what's being said. And, you know, and I don't, you know, people come at me on LinkedIn and stuff like that. And I really don't care because, you know, they're just people. I don't know them. And, you know, they're going to say what they're going to say. They're going to hate as much as they want to hate. So I'm, you know, whatever. But anyway, nice to have you guys in. And let me get to Daniel Prude. Now, the mayor of Rochester today announced that she has suspended 7 police officers who were involved in March. Now, this is going back like 6 months. The March arrest of a black man who died after he was pinned to the ground on his stomach. Now, this man was naked. You know, he had some mental issues. And the mayor also said that she had been misled by the police chief, who said, led her to believe that the man died in police custody of an overdose. Now this happened in March, and here we are in September, and they're just releasing the body cam video of what happened to Daniel Prude, 41 years old, was having a mental health episode. This happened on March 23rd, and his brother called the police department for help. Now, I've said this a couple of times that the police, I mean, none of this, you know, I want the police to be available. I don't want to defund the police. I don't want to, you know, to eliminate the police. No, I don't want to do that. But as I've said many times on this Ron Kelly show, that the police are not equipped to handle everything. And they're definitely not equipped to handle somebody who's having a mental health episode. And see, what happens to people who have mental health episodes, they wind up dead, like this man, Jacob Blake. Now, the officers were not suspended initially, and they didn't receive any disciplinary action after this happened. And it's always the same old thing. We're gathering information, where if there's an investigation going on, you know, and, you know, it's just unbelievable that this stuff is still happening. You know, there was an incident in L.A. Just a couple days ago, Monday or Tuesday, where another black man who was killed because he allegedly had he was riding a bike. Now, what kind of traffic violations can you possibly make riding a bike? So the man was riding a bike and the cops went after him. Now, allegedly, he had a bundle of clothes, and when he dropped the bundle of clothes, there was a gun in the bundle of clothes. So, you know, the police were still safe at that point, and they turned around and shot him anyway. So even, you know, even after George Floyd, we had Jacob Blake. Even after Jacob Blake, now we have other people other black men who are dying at the hands of white police officers. And you had Joe Biden, not Joe Biden, but you had William Barr. And I don't have the soundbite. Barr, when he was asked about this on CNN, on the Situation Room, he says that there is no racism. And this is what's being said by Trump family members and the Trump people who are in the White House. They're all saying this: there's no racism. That the police officers are not practicing racism when they kill black men, which is just unbelievable. So we'll find out what's going on with this situation here in Rochester. And again, as I've said very many times on this show, that when somebody's having a mental health episode, they should not call the police because the person winds up dead. So we'll pay attention to that. But what happened now, the police officer, now in the video, this video, it began at 3:16 in the morning, and the guy Prude, Daniel Prude, was naked on a wet street as light snowfall. So, you know, you see somebody outside naked, you know right away that there's a problem, you know. And so what happened was he said that he had the coronavirus. And they said he had the coronavirus. Now, do we know that for sure? No, we don't. But they said that he said that he had the coronavirus. So that's when they put the spit sock on his head and they held him to the ground. Now, somehow or another, by them holding him down to the ground, he shout out to Albert Vega's watching the show. Thank you, my brother. Albert Vega, Wednesday nights, dymusicradio.com. Spinning the Wheels of Steel, 8 to 10 p.m., dymusicradio.com. Thank you, my brother. So, man, I'm uptight tonight for some reason. I don't know what it is. So this is what happened. His death was ruled a homicide by the Monroe County Medical Examiner. This was months ago, and they still did not do anything with these officers. Now, the report says complications from asphyxia in the setting of physical restraint. And see, so that's what happened. This is what happened. The report also cites excited delirium and acute PCP intoxication as causes of death. Now, see, but this is what happens. Oh, it was the drug. It was drugs that killed him, you know. So we'll keep an eye on this. This took place in March, and they're just releasing the video today. And the officers were seven officers who showed up at the scene. Seven officers have been suspended. Now, on the video, somebody took a Facebook Live video showing Daniel Prude undressing and taking a crap on the street. A tow truck driver called police to report a naked, bloodied man trying to open a locked car door. See, so the man is like, just, you know, you can tell that there's something wrong, you know. Nobody would be out naked on the street, period, summer or winter. So you can tell that there was something wrong with that. And so Daniel Prude is dead, 41 years old, killed by the City of Rochester, New York Police Department. And we'll find out, you know, what happens with this case. Okay, it's 26 minutes past the hour. You are listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. So the racist President Trump, you know, don't make no mistake about it. Trump is a racist. Make no mistake about it, because he went to Kenosha and he didn't even bother to meet with the family of Jacob Blake. Now, what he said was that he tried to call Jacob Blake. Now, come on. Now, the president can get anybody's phone number in America. There is no private phone. There is no blocked number when it comes to the president, because the president can get anybody's phone number in the entire United States of America. So I don't see how he could have been prevented or blocked or anything from getting in touch with Jacob Blake, because the president can call anybody. He gets anybody's number. So what the president is saying, that he tried to get in touch with Jacob Blake when he went to Kenosha, or before he went to Kenosha, and he says that the lawyers wanted to be present, or the lawyers wanted to be around. Some lie that he told. And so he, to try to clean up his act, so that's what he said, that he couldn't get in touch with Jacob Blake. And he didn't want to be in touch with Jacob Blake because the lawyers wanted to be in on the call. Just totally ridiculous. So everybody better wake up. I mean, you know, this man has got it in for us. You know, Donald Trump does not give a damn about white, black people, black, Hispanic, any type of minority. He does not care. And so we need to keep an eye on this guy. And, you know, and I'm not the biggest fan of Biden. I'm not the biggest fan, you know. But look, sometimes, you know, we have to pick the lesser of the two evils. Because when black Americans, Hispanics, minorities, when we shop for a president, we have to pick from the rack. We can't have a custom-made president. We have to pick from the rack. Whatever's out there, that's what we have to pick from. So we have to pick, you know, people have to pick either Trump or Biden, which most people are going to pick Biden because they feel like, okay, well, at least he's not Trump, you know. And then he has Kamala Harris, who is his vice presidential running mate. And, you know, make no mistake about it, Kamala Harris will be the president of the United States in 2024. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. So, you know, so it's very important that everybody comes out and votes on November 3rd. Now, Facebook is canceling all political ads a week out from the presidency. I mean, from the presidential election. So 7 days before the presidential election takes place, Facebook is not going to accept any political ads. And I guess that people won't be able to say much of anything politically motivated because they feel like, you know, this is one way to protect the election. Because also many type of people, so many people, the Russians, the Chinese, you know, especially Putin. Putin wants Putin wants Trump to remain president. Because as long as Trump is president, you know, he's got nothing to worry about. And I truly believe that Putin has something on Donald Trump. He knows something about Trump that will be completely embarrassing. And this is why when Trump was told that the Russians were putting bounties on the heads of United States servicemen overseas and in the Middle East, he didn't do anything. And he spoke to Putin a couple times, didn't do anything, didn't say anything. So I think that there's something going on with Putin and Trump that we all don't know about. But I tell you what, I can't wait to see what it is. All right, it's 30 minutes past the hour. All right, one more, take a quick break, come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETTPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Yeah, well, let me just come back now. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Halfway through the program. Shout out to the haters, to the hateful conservatives on LinkedIn who tried to get me going today, but I didn't fall for it. I didn't fall for banana and tailpipe. I didn't drink the Kool-Aid. You know, disrespectful people who are on LinkedIn, just totally disrespectful. You know, so what they say is, well, you know, just comply. You know, Black people, just comply with the police and you won't have nothing to worry about. Just comply. You know, well, you don't have, I mean, I'm not telling people that they don't have to comply, but white people, you know, and not all white people, shout out to the ones who listen to this program. Overwhelmingly, more white people listen to the Ron Kelly Show than black people for some strange reason, according to the statistics. And thank everybody for watching and listening, and the thousands of folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show all across the United States of America, and specifically in Florida, WWPR 1490 AM, Tampa Bay's number one talk radio station. Thanks so much, everybody. Tampa Bay, Bradenton area down in Florida. Thank you, folks, and folks in Colorado, Portland, Oregon, and some of the other places where Ron Kelly's show was heard, Pittsburgh, PA, and some other places that I can't name right now. But this is what the white folks say. Well, just comply. Why y'all got to, you know, why you got to fight the police? Just comply. You know, and look how many videos, and you know, I see so many videos of cops running from white people, you know, backing up, you know, with their guns trained on the individual, and the white man is saying, "I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you," and the police officer does not take the shot until it gets to the point where they just absolutely have to. They don't take the shot. They use restraint when it comes to white folks, but they don't use restraints when it comes to black people. Now, the police officers, they're already circling the wagons and looking for excuses where now they're saying that, you know, as a matter of fact, Attorney General Barr, Trump's lapdog, said that Jacob Blake was committing a felony. I mean, so trying to get back in your car is committing a felony? And then they're saying he had a knife. He didn't have a knife in his hand. Even if they did find a knife in his car, he didn't have a knife in his hand. So therefore, he shouldn't have got shot in the back seven times. See, but this is racism in America is alive and well. And Donald Trump has released the beast when it comes to racism. Because we knew it was racism. Before Donald Trump, we knew. I mean, they talked about Obama, you know, talked about the kids and, you know, had I remember the gorilla pictures. Hey, shout out to Chambers. What's up, my sister? And I remember the gorilla pictures of President Obama and his wife, and all kinds of stuff, all kinds of disrespectful stuff they were saying about the president and the first lady, Michelle Obama. But I mean, now Trump has released the beast. He has given a thumbs up to those people who were racist but didn't want to come out. You know. They were in a closet, so to speak, because it wasn't fashionable to be a racist. But now it's fashionable to be a racist. It's like carrying a Prada bag or something. You know, it's fashionable to be a racist. And this is what's going on right now. I mean, you know, Trump has given these people, empowered people who are either racist or antithetical toward black folk. They have given these people they have empowered these people. And I believe that Trump is trying to start a race war. I really think he is, because that certainly would take the focus off of the coronavirus and all the other things that he's done if there's a race war. So, and now what we're having is we have people, militias, white folks who are Trump supporters, because when they come to town and when they come to intercede on a Black Lives Matter protest, what they do, you can see they have the Trump flag flying from the back of their hyped up pickup trucks, you know, and they're carrying weapons. And sooner or later, hopefully later, or hopefully it holds off until Trump gets out of office. But sooner or later, there's going to be, somebody's going to get shot, somebody's going to shoot back, and that's going to start it off. Because Trump has given these people power, the militias and the Trump supporters who love this man. Love them. And I just don't get it. You know, I don't get it how people can support Trump. So you have to be like Trump. You have to think like Trump in order to support Trump. And don't get me started with the black people trying to support Trump. Don't get me started with the Diamond and Silk, a.k.a. Fat and Fatter, who got kicked off of Fox News because they said something they had no business saying. Now I heard they were somewhere else on Newsmax or someplace. But, you know, it's getting bad. It's getting bad. And you would think that after George Floyd, you would think that after some of the killings that took place, that the police officers slow down. It seems like it's speeding up. You know, do we have a president who supports law enforcement, a president who refuses to recognize that black folks are being killed by white police officers? We have an attorney general, the highest law enforcement officer in the country, who doesn't believe there's racism, who doesn't believe that the police officers are, who doesn't believe that police officers are racist, doesn't believe it. Shout out to Sandra Joy Jones, who's watching the program. So we have a president who just does not give a rip about black people. So here we go. Trump says he's going to defund. Do you want to defund the police? Okay, I'm going to defund your town. Now, you know, from what I understand, Trump is not able to defund cities because you can't do nothing about the money that's already been allocated toward these towns. But Trump is going out on a limb and saying he's going to defund these New York City, Portland, you know, and some of the other places. Not, he didn't say Kenosha, but he said New York City, Portland, and some of the other places where the rioting is taking place and where he claims that nothing's being done about it. You know, his gripe is that the mayors and the governors and law enforcement people in these towns are just letting the rioting and the looting go on, which I think is really absurd. You know, but I tell you what, though, we're going to have to get it together, you know, because somebody said that black folks are monolithic in our thinking. And while I thought that was, you know, they were trying to insult us, but it does. Black folks are, in a way, monolithic about our thinking. The way we think hasn't changed in years. You know what I mean? And it needs to change. We need to take a different approach toward these, toward politics and the other stuff that's going on in the United States of America. We need to start thinking different. So Joe Biden with the Kenosha today, it was a whole different story than from what Trump did. You know, he did call. Now Joe Biden was able to call Jacob Blake and speak to him on the phone. Now, why couldn't Trump do that? Shout out to Sandra Joy Jones. Says, dump Trump, he is poison, and he is like a dictator. It is absurd. Yes, it is absurd. Ronald McCready says this man is trying to defund New York. Yeah, he's trying to defund New York. Albert Vega says he's trying to destroy the USA. But see, yeah, this is the thing. You know, this is the thing that Trump is one the most lawless president. You know, and I haven't been around for a whole bunch of presidents, but Trump is the most lawless president that I can remember, or since I've been doing the Ron Kelly Show. He just has there's no guardrails, no safeguards. He just will do anything he has to do. And Trump is antithetical toward black folks. Don't get it twisted. And I don't understand how black people can even support Trump. You know. And then you have the people on LinkedIn. And I like getting under their skin. You know, I like getting under their skins because, you know, they get so mad. They get so mad. They get so upset. It's just unbelievable how upset these people get when I talk to them about certain things. I'm reading it right now, and it's just unbelievable. David Rose, Gregory Henderson, David Slow, who's a real idiot, you know, who came for me, like, you know, Dr. Walter Tenneto, Maureen Michelonis, all these people. I mean, these people coming after you, Cap, coming after your boy. David Rose, let me see, who else? Monica Trombley, all of these people, Jeff Collins, all of these people were coming after me, all white folks, of course, you know, and they're visiting hatred upon Michelle Obama by saying that, oh, she's rich now. And, oh, how many presidents? I mean, the presidents always leave the office and get rich. The Clintons did it. I don't know if the Bushes did it or not. You don't hear too much about the Bushes. They're kind of like behind the scenes, whatever they're doing. But Bush is getting paid for lots of money for speeches and stuff like that. All the presidents leave the office and make money. you know. And Trump is people need to wake up and pay attention. Black folks, Hispanics, you know, we got to wake up and pay attention to what Trump is doing, because if he gets another 4 years, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. Sandra Joy Jones says she's a lawyer. She's actually educated and intelligent. And then Ronald McCready backs that up. And see, and that's what I said. Michelle Obama graduated from Princeton. And she's a high flying. I mean, if she was working somewhere, she'd be a partner or she'd have her own firm. You know, but they're still saying that she's a man. You know, these old, you know, things that they've been saying about Michelle Obama. She's a man. You know, they live in Martha's Vineyard, and yeah, why not? Why not? You spend 8 years in the White House is like 20 years at a regular job. You know, I can imagine that they had a lot of sleepless nights in that White House, and I'm sure that the kids, you know, they didn't get a fair shake either. They talked about the kids too, Malia and Sasha. So everybody better get up, get it together, and you know, get your vote in early. See, that's what we have to do, get your vote in early, because we already see what they're doing with the post office. Trump is the most lawless president. Just, you know, and I can see why he embraces Kim Jong-un and President Duterte of the Philippines and the granddaddy of them all, Vladimir Putin, because he acts just like him. But instead of killing his opponents, like the other three people I mentioned, Kim Jong-un even kills members of his family, Trump sweets people to death. And Trump is running the country just like he's running the country in the same way that the Teflon Don did back in the day, John Gotti. He's like the John Gotti of the White House right now. Yeah, Sandra Joy Jones says, vote. This ass will not lose gracefully. No, he won't. Ronald McCready says, if he gets another 4 years, there will be no America. He's trying to destroy us. He is destroying right now. I see, yes. Now, I don't begrudge anybody for putting a plate of food on Facebook, but we need to pay attention to what's going on here. We need to pay attention, because this is bad. What Trump is doing is very bad. So, okay, I got a couple more things I want to share with you guys. I got about 15 minutes left to the program, so I'm being told to take one more break. I don't know why they want me to take so many breaks tonight. I'll take another break and come back with the rest of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and streaming live on the YouTube Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Don't go anywhere. Back in a second.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
That is correct. Do not get it twisted. It's the Ron Kelly Show, bringing the noise every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, and at assorted radio stations across the United States of America. And on the East Coast, it's WWPR 1490 AM, Tampa Bay, Bradenton, in the great state of Florida. Welcome back, everybody. 13 minutes before the hour is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so, yeah, so we got a lot going on. You know, the stock market is up. The stock market was way up. It dropped today for some reason. I think that was because when Trump mentioned that he was going to defund the cities, that's when the stock market just went straight down. I think stock market down 800 points today. 800 points. I believe. But the NASDAQ is up. The NASDAQ is the tech stocks, you know, Apple, Google, et cetera, et cetera. So the Dow finished 808 points lower today. So, and see, the stock market, and I listened, I follow the stock market. Yeah, I don't have anything, going on right now other than a 401k, which automatically adjusts to the weather. But now the stock market is not an indicator of the economy. But the good news is 881,000 people applied for unemployment benefits this past week. And that was the lowest total since the pandemic started with the coronavirus. That's the lowest total. 881,000, I believe it was, people applied for unemployment last week. Still a lot of people. And the carnage is piling up. But the stock market is not an indicator of the economy. Stock market, is for wealthy people with dispensable income. I don't know about you, but I don't have a whole lot of dispensable income. At least not enough to make a dent by investing, where I feel comfortable investing, in the stock market. So, stock market's been going up. It dropped like a stone today, but prior to today, the stock market was going up. And the stock market is not an indicator of the economy. So when you see the stock market doing good, there's still a lot of people hurting. There's still a lot of people going to food pantries. There's still a lot of people who don't know how they're going to pay their bills. But one piece of good news is that Trump moratorium on evictions. I think that let me pull this up right quick because I wasn't planning on talking about this, but Trump's new eviction moratorium is being set now. Okay, the Trump administration this week announced a temporary freeze on evictions nationwide through the end of the year for the tens of millions of renters who lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, the new order comes via the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with the intent of slowing the spread of COVID-19, which it says poses a historic threat to public health. Now, the order is designed to stave off a tidal wave of evictions. One estimate found that between 30 and 40 million people. You think there's homeless people out there now. That happens. The streets would be packed with homeless people. One estimate found that between 30 and 40 million people, Americans, were at risk of eviction over the next several months as a result of the coronavirus pandemic and subsequent economic recession. Okay, so who's protected by the order? Well, I'll tell you why. If you're a renter, regardless of whether it's in a house or apartment, you are protected by the moratorium through the end of the year, so long as you meet the following requirements. One, you qualified for a stimulus check under the CARES Act, meaning that you earn less than $99,000. You earn less than $99,000 in 2020, or $198,000 in filing jointly. Two, you must make the best effort to obtain all government assistance available to cover rent. Three, you must be able to prove you are unable to pay your rent due to coronavirus-related job loss or income reduction. And four, if you can prove that you're likely to become homeless or moved into congregated housing, which means a shelter, if you were to be evicted. Now, this is essentially a good faith standard that you have to make, that you have to make reasonable efforts. So, all right. So Trump did something good. Now, each adult on the lease must provide a signed statement attesting that they meet the necessary requirements. A sample document is attached to the end of, okay, form, blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Now, this doesn't cancel or forgive rent now. The money will eventually be due. And, you know, I think it just delays the inevitable that people will eventually will get put out of their houses. It doesn't cancel or forgive the rent, meaning that money will eventually be due. While an eviction moratorium is an essential step, it is a half measure that extends a financial cliff to fall off of when the moratorium expires and back rent is owed. This is one lady, the president of the National Low Income Housing Coalition. This action delays but does not prevent evictions. So, I mean, all right, so maybe, you know, over the next, between now and the end of the year, over the next 4 months or so, people will be able to maybe make a deal with their landlord. Maybe they'll get back to work. I know there are some people who are going back to work. So maybe they'll have an opportunity to gather themselves, maybe get back to work, maybe put together some loot, make a deal with the landlord, because the landlord doesn't want to, you know, I would think that the landlord would want to try to recoup that money rather than having let people live in their apartments for 5 or 6 months for free. So I know if I was a landlord, I would try to make a deal with the people who are already in there. This way, I would be able to, you know, get back some of the money from people who have lived free. Because with the economic downturn, you don't know if somebody's going to come and take that apartment. If you, you know, so you may wind up with a building full of empty apartments. You know, so and now the apartment association. Now, tenants don't pay the rent. Now, the owners will struggle to pay employees and to meet their own mortgage obligations, possibly putting their buildings at risk of foreclosure. So it's a domino effect, you know. It's a domino effect. But Trump did throw us a bone. He did throw us a bone, and he wrote into law a moratorium that stops evictions till the end of the year. So shout out to Albert Vega, who says, however, there are people going to pay $1,000 deadlines. Yeah, see, that's a whole thing. I mean, you know, it's something. You know, it's something because it gives you an opportunity to maybe put some money together and go back to work. Your hours go back up, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I know in my job, you know, I've worked every day this year, you know, on my job. My job hasn't slowed down at all, but, you know, because of what I do. But, you know, it gives some people, some companies are starting to come back. Indoor dining is coming back tomorrow, as a matter of fact. You know, the gyms are reopening. And so people who worked in gyms will be able to, you know, get back to work. The people who work in restaurants, who probably more than likely owe rent, they probably owed rent before the thing happened. But they're going to be able to go back to work. So a lot of these businesses have reopened. Schools are going to reopen. They've already reopened a lot of them, and so the teachers will be going back. So there will be some, you know, the economy, the unemployment rate will go down because a lot of people are going back to work. So this moratorium, I mean, you know, gives people an opportunity to gather themselves and, hey, look, if you see that you're not going to be able to pay that rent, maybe you ought to start making some arrangements to move in with somebody or, you know, move out and find another place, family members or whatever, who may be able to take you in until you can get back on your feet. So that's one good thing that Trump did. One, you know, and it's all about votes. You know, whatever Trump does, it's about him, you know. And so shout out to the hateful conservative white folks on LinkedIn who tried to come at me today. You know, I told them when I posted about my radio show I would be talking about this stuff and that I would be talking about them, the hateful folks, who the hateful people who, you know, they just don't like black people. Because if any of those people are listening to the program right now, in the last couple of minutes I got left, you know that this wasn't about the The kneeling was not about the flag. And you know this. Kneeling was not about the flag. The kneeling was about the what seems like the endless stream of black men who were being killed by white police officers. That's what it was about. But you don't want to accept that a couple of hundred years ago, when the United States of America was being formed and the Constitution of the United States was being written, and these soaring pronouncements about life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, while Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and the folks who were directly involved in crafting the Constitution of the United States, freedom of liberty, freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom of the press, freedom to carry firearms, all these freedoms, but those freedoms didn't apply to, while they were writing all this stuff and proclaiming all these liberties, like liberty, pursuit of happiness, black people, it didn't apply to the black folks. It didn't apply to the slaves. It didn't apply to them. It applied to the white folks. It didn't apply to the slaves. Shout out to Ronald McCready, who says it's only for 3 months. Oh, 4 months, because you got September, October, November, December. So you figure, and today's only the 3rd of September. So you figure you got 4 months to get it together, you know. And so the Constitution of the United States of America didn't apply to us. See, and white folks don't want to accept that, especially the Trumpsters, the Trump supporters. They don't want to accept that the Constitution of the United States of America, this great country we talk about, and it is a great country. I mean, you know, I would personally wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But it's not great because of Trump. They don't want to accept, you know, because the two things don't go together. They don't want to accept that while they were making these sweeping, soaring statements about freedom, they were denying freedom to black folks. Slaves were being kept, killed, traded. Many of the women were raped by the slave owners, had to leave their husbands at night to sleep in the slave master's bed, if the wife might have been away or whatever. Maybe the wife might have been there. Who knows? Might have been some freaky deaky stuff going on back then. But yeah, but that was the situation. So white folks don't want to accept that. They'd rather just ignore it because it kills everything that they're saying about America. It kills everything they're saying. It absolutely kills it, you know, because you can't say, on one hand, America is such a great country, where they kept, killed, mutilated black folks. Didn't allow them to learn how to read, didn't allow them to learn how to write, you know. And even when the Emancipation Proclamation took place, where did the people have to go? They had no place to go. So they stayed on the plantation. They couldn't read, they couldn't write, they didn't know crap. All they knew was working in the fields and serving the white man. So, I mean, what were people supposed to do? So when the Emancipation Proclamation took place, and in Texas, they didn't find out until a couple of years later, because it wasn't like you can watch TV or tweet somebody and say, hey, you know what, we're free now. It wasn't like that back then. And in Texas, the slaves didn't find out until a couple of years later that the Emancipation Proclamation had even been long. All right, so let me get out of here. All right, thank you, everybody, for joining me. Thanks so much to my listeners all across the United States of America who listen regularly to the Ron Kelly Show. So we'll see you back here again next week. Same time, same bad time, same bad channel. And so, Ron, playing now in terms of what I'm good. Yeah, right, right. Okay, everybody, we're going to break about here. Thanks so much for listening. And I think I'm done.